This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. When it became clear earlier this year that the wildly popular presidential candidate Bernie Sanders would be wrapping up his campaign, many wondered just what would become of his so-called political revolution. With a large number of highly dedicated and hardworking millennials having poured months of work into the Sanders candidacy, it was only natural that an ambitious effort might emerge. Brand New Congress is the name of one such effort, with the idea that political power lies with Congress. And with the goal of backing hundreds of candidates for the 2018 congressional elections, Brand New Congress has already begun laying the groundwork. My guest is Alexandra Rojas. She's a former Bernie Sanders campaign staffer, currently a core team member with Brand New Congress, leading local organizing efforts. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hi, Sonali. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, first, set the stage for us by explaining the role that you played in the Sanders campaign. How did you become involved in the campaign? Was it your first time doing political organizing work? And what did you actually do for Sanders' campaign?
Yeah. So I heard you during your introduction also say that, you know, I'll talk a lot about millennials, and I'm definitely one of them. But as you know, the Sanders base was representative of lots of different diverse people throughout the United States. So that was really amazing to see. I started off organizing in California. I moved out there from Connecticut right after high school about 3 years ago, and really started getting involved on campus. I went to community college and quickly got involved with student government. And then when Bernie had his July 29th sort of call to action, myself and others really stepped up and got involved in a level that weren't before, and really started organizing across different campuses within Orange County. And through doing that, we were able to host some pretty big events and get the attention of some national staff. And from there, I met a couple people that I'm working on Brand New Congress with right now, and then eventually I worked with on the campaign and ended up, you know, actually picking up all my stuff here in California with three other people and moving across the country to Burlington to work on their distributed organizing team. So I started off as an intern, but I eventually became a full-time staffer, and the title was called Digital Field Manager for the campaign. And I oversaw our volunteer Barnstorm program with the help of our deputy of director of digital organizing, and I also just in general helped out with what was needed on the distributed team, but most of it was working with volunteer teams and coordinating online nationally using platforms like Slack, Google Documents, Google Sheets, to really gear up our voter contact program and make all those amazing calls and do all the great efforts we did during the campaign.
Or how many of Sanders' campaign staffers like yourself are now involved in this new effort called Brand New Congress? And where did this idea come from to begin with? Tell us about the birth of Brand New Congress.
Yeah, so Brand New Congress started, I believe the launch date was back in April. I was still on the campaign. There were multiple campaign staffers and volunteers that sort of were waiting for direction from the national campaign and felt like what they needed to do was prepare for, you know, what would happen whether Bernie did become president or not. We needed to sort of, we felt like it was necessary to pick up where the political revolution was going to leave off. And so I stayed on the campaign, but others, I'm not sure the exact number, but if you or anyone remembers what brandnewcongress.org first looked like, we had about 100 endorsers. So that included ex-staff members as well as ex-volunteers that came together, endorsed on our website to really launch Brand New Congress. So it was really the combined efforts of, some former staffers, like myself, Shroy Kot Chakrabarty, who's been on the Rachel Maddow Show, Zach Exley, Corbin Trent, Stacey Hopkins was also a volunteer that helped us out in the beginning. Many people, like those 100 endorsers that I was just talking about, that really helped start Brand New Congress. And it really has been an idea that I think a lot of people may be surprised about, but they can see that it's been coming because we have an agreement in America that 80% of Americans agree that Congress is in some way broken. And I think that, you know, throughout the past 15 years, building on the efforts of these amazing, you know, insurgent presidential campaigns that pop up, as well as just movements in general that have really come together. And then, of course, Bernie Sanders really putting this theoretical idea and making it a very possible reality.
So is this based on the idea that you could have an incredibly progressive president? We haven't in a very long time, but you could have a very progressive president. And if you have a Congress that's dominated by Republicans or Wall Street Democrats, you couldn't actually get anything done for progressive politics. Is that the idea? And so changing Congress is crucial?
Yeah, I mean, I think that no matter what, whether we get a progressive president or if we get a conservative president, we're going to, you know, one that position can't do everything. And so this way that we're approaching tackling the legislative branch by going for by trying to achieve a supermajority in Congress, we think is really what's going to bring a lot of transformative changes. But that's definitely not to say that, you know, the work that our revolution is doing, you know, represent us, that are doing at the local levels, as well as every, you know, our revolution is tackling every level. Those are really, really important. It's just brand new Congress is laser focused on getting a supermajority in Congress. And I can clarify, too, what that looks like in terms of political parties. And
right. Let's talk about that, because a supermajority, but of which party? A lot of, you know, critics of our current electoral system point to the fact that we have a duopoly by two parties that are far closer together, politically speaking, than we'd like them to be. And in fact, far skewed to the right in general. And so if this is an effort that simply funnels more money and efforts into getting a Democratic supermajority, will that really affect political progressive change?
Yeah, that's a great question. So brand new Congress as a national unified campaign is going to be running Democrats, Republicans, and independents where we don't win. And so that's
Republicans too?
Republicans as well. And so the reason we're doing that actually is because we want to, you know, this sort of sounds cheesy, but we do believe that there's a lot more that unites us than divides us. On the Bernie campaign, at almost every single event I went to, whether it was post-election, especially throughout the South, we saw Republicans, lifelong Republicans, that ended up switching and going for Bernie, because these are a lot of the core of BNC platform, a lot of Bernie's platform are, you know, ideas that I think that we all agree with in America, and I'd happy to lay out the specifics of the platform after. So the reason we do this, we think that we're doing this again, we're aligning with all of these progressive, same ideals as Bernie in our platform, but are running across all of those parties to really expose what the two-party system has done and show that we can get a supermajority in Congress by, you know, being no party, you know, not affiliated by one party, and letting the Democratic and Republican establish continue to sort of derail us from getting the America that we want.
And so in this election, Donald Trump has proven one thing, that if you speak to populist ideals on the economy, you get a lot of traction. Of course, he combines it with a whole lot of racism and misogyny and just idiocy in general. But Clinton has been kind of pushed, kicking and screaming partway towards those and never fully embracing them. So let's talk about that platform. What are some of the issues? Is economic justice a major theme that you would feel would unite grassroots Republicans, Democrats, and independents in Congress?
I absolutely think it does. But just to backtrack a little bit, I don't think it's the ones that are currently in Congress. That's why brand new Congress is looking to elect 400 plus, you know,
So whole clean
new
slate.
whole clean slate, except for, you know, we have awesome senators in there that are doing the hard work, like Senator Sanders, and I would say Elizabeth Warren, that are representing their constituents. But we'll take a look at, again, everyone. I think there's some people that are really good, but don't have the option right now that we're looking to provide them. And then 400 plus that just need to get out of there. And so what they will be signing on to is not only following the criteria that we lay within brand new Congress, which I can go over after, but signing on to this platform that I've been referring to.
Yeah. Let's talk about those specifics, the platform,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. So the core of the BNC platform really is a massive economic rebuilding project that is going to upgrade over 100 million American jobs. And we think that the formula for that is relatively simple, which is that we have a lot of work to do and we want to put Americans to work doing it. And so that means building up industries that we're missing. So for example, you can look around you, your smartphones, computers, flat panel displays, just all these new industries that are emerging around the high tech industries and that aren't being yet mass produced, like self-driving cars or wearable technology, and so much more. And so all of this technology, you know, many of it, not all of it, was invented here in the United States. But for some reason, and I think totally misguided reasoning of both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party establishments that have really intentionally over the years deindustrialized America. And so whether it's the Democrats that want to get rid of all of these hard paid factory jobs in favor of clean, knowledgeable ones, or the Republicans that simply want to support the sort of billionaire class in seeking the lowest possible wages. We're looking to change that and change the way that we have that conversation with the American people. Because a lot of times, for example, your iPhone, right? We don't talk about that not only being produced in China, but a bunch of other high-wage countries throughout the world, like Japan, Germany, Switzerland, and these nice green factories where workers are actually making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year or more. And so these countries have aggressively tuned up their factories to be high-tech, high-value, and create those industries where we've really intentionally shooed them away, and we can point to, I think, all day, go back and forth on different things by what that means. But really, we've made, I think, an inexcusable mistake, or the American elite have made an inexcusable mistake, and we need to correct it with brand new Congress by really putting the 300 million people that we have in this giant country of ours back into valued work. And I think that's what people need, and that's really what the core of this revolution is about, and what a lot of times what Bernie is talking about. But that also means that we have to radically transform our criminal justice system to decarcerate America and transform the way policing is done, end private prisons, decriminalize a bunch of stuff that are sending thousands of people to jail. It's radically transforming our education system and recruiting millions of really awesome, bright teachers to love and care for the even more millions of forgotten children in our poor and rural communities. Fixing our healthcare system that right now is spending 20% of our national income on some of the worst healthcare results in the world for what we're paying, and building a 100% renewable economy in just a handful of years because we need it before it's too late. And so it's all of that, and it's really freaking exciting to do this during the 2018 midterm primaries, a time in voting in America that has a historically very, very low voter turnout. Sometimes it's 20%. I know that in my district it's like 8%.
Wow.
Sometimes it's really, and all of that, right, is also going to gear people into a more civically engaged United States. And so that's really a beautiful thing that sort of comes out of fighting for all of these amazing things that we all believe in.
Well, Alex Rojas, your enthusiasm, your passion is infectious. Those are the issues that you've laid out, which are so crucial. Now let's turn to strategy. Okay, so not this year's election, There's only what nine less than 90 days left. It's a frightening presidential election. People are
Oh, it is.
consumed by it, and there's a lot of heightening emotions. Friendships are being lost. Family members are fighting with one another. However, 2 years plus from now is what you and brand new Congress are aiming for. So that gives you enough time to lay the groundwork, one would hope. As far as I understand, you want to take the model that Sanders, on a presidential candidacy level, was able to mobilize and apply that same model to hundreds of candidates running for Congress. Is that true? And if so, how do you identify the candidates that you want to back?
Great. Yeah. And so I just want to acknowledge that point that you just said, that this idea would have been crazy 15 months ago. But together, over the past 15 years, over the past 15 months, we've built an amazing organizing and fundraising machine through really incredible movements like Occupy, like these insurgent presidential campaign, Howard Dean's, Barack's, and now most recently Bernie Sanders, who you just mentioned in 15 months went from zero name recognition to a household name, raising $250 million, over $220 million, and mobilized hundreds of thousands of volunteers, some of which for the first time are getting involved with the political process. That's exactly the same thing that we are looking to do, but do it around 400 awesome candidates that truly represent the United States and are going to run together under that one unified platform and sign on to this one unified campaign. And as I mentioned, this is for us, for 2018 and beyond. This is to get a super majority in Congress. So we're trying to get it in 2018, but if we do not get it in 2018, our goals again are to keep going until we get that super majority.
Now,
So what do our, oh, sorry.
400 is a big number. I mean, might you start with a smaller number and build up?
Yeah, so we say 400. I love when that question comes up because we say 400 plus for all, I went through the reasons for it, but we also say it because even if we get our goal halfway there, we're not sending delegates to a convention. We're sending congressmen to the Senate and House of Representatives, and that's absolutely powerful. So for anyone watching that is like, well, what if brand new Congress fails? Even if we get a third of the way there, we're sending congressmen, people that actually are going to be voting on policies, regulations, and legegislation, and that's really freaking exciting to go over. But anyways, so that's why we have that big 400 plus number, and we're still going to find those 400 plus candidates in each of the eligible congressional districts for the 2018 midterm primaries, and we're going to handpick these candidates and make sure that they're all really awesome and winning. So we're in this nomination process right now,
And
and
so,
we're
in fact, on your website, people can nominate people that they think would be good candidates.
Yes. You can go to brandnewcongress.org/nominate. We wanted to make sure that as we're doing a 100-city tour, we're getting more and more in the media, doing stuff like this, and sharing that link with the American people so we can accurately see who's representing their communities. And so we're encouraging folks, if they want to run, to actually pass it along to as many people as they can to nominate them.
And that website is brandnewcongress.org. My guest is Alexandra Rojas. She's a former Bernie Sanders campaign staffer and core team member with Brand New Congress. She leads local organizing efforts. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.